Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Almighty God. Lord, I thank you for this day. I thank you once again, Father, for allowing us to see it. This is a day that we never seen before and we'll never see again. Father, let us be all that we can be for you today, just one day at a time. Now, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be able to stand before your people and minister the word of God. Lord, I ask you to speak to me and through me. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God and amen. All right, then. What I'm going to be talking about today, what I'm going to be ministering on today is to him that overcome, God has a place for you. To him that overcome, God got a place for you. And I want you to know he care about you. He care about you getting fulfilling the purpose that he calls you for. He care about you fulfilling your destiny here on earth in the kingdom of God. And I want you to know deep down, watch this here, deep down in every individual, there's a deep desire for three things to take place in their life. Love. Number one is love. People want to be loved unconditionally. People want that agape love. People to love them. People want people to love them in spite of their faults, in spite of their shortcomings. It's the love of God. People need that deep down. They want people to love them. Number two is people need someone to trust. Want someone that they have faith in. Someone that they can believe in. And someone that cares about them. Third, people need hope. People need to know that there's a future for them. People need to know that there's hope out there. There's hope for them. That they just not living day to day and things is not going to get better. But in the end, the expected end, I want you to know that God does and he do have a hope for you and I. Those three things that we need. We need love, we need faith, and we need hope. We need that in our life. Go to the book of Revelation. We're going to dive deep in this morning. Go to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 2. Let's start at verses number 7. To him that overcome, God got a place for you. Now, I don't know about the individual that gives up and quit, back up, give in, cave in to the enemy. Now, we ain't going to get into that really and see how he fans or she fans out. But that individual that conquer, walk in victory, get on top of their trials and situation, and they win every battle. God has a place for that individual. Watch this from the scripture right here. Revelation chapter 2, verses number 7. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of paradise. Turn over to verses number 11. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. He that overcomes shall not be hurt of the second death. Drop down to verse number 17. He that has an ear, let's just stop right there, because in these scriptures you're going to see That's about four times the scriptures is talking about. He's that has the ear. Five times it talks about to him that overcometh. Evidently, there's something to that. Look at verse 17. Now, we're not talking about this regular natural ear. We are talking about the spiritual ear that we can hear from God, the spiritual ear. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man know it, save he that received it. To him that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church. And to him that overcome what? We're going to see that as we go on. Look at chapter 3. Chapter 3, verses number 5. He that cometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. And I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. Stay with me now. This is the one that we are trying to get to. And this is the one that was the previous scripture was leading up to this hymn. To him that overcome will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I who? Jesus. Even as I also overcame and am sit down with my Father in his throne. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the church. Let's look at this just a little bit in verses number 21 here. He that overcometh, notice what he said, will I grant to sit with me in my throne. He said, to him that overcome, I will grant, I will permit, I would allow you to sit with me on my throne. Even as I who? Jesus. Even as I have overcame and sit down at the right hand of the Father. Jesus said, now if you overcome, I will grant, allow, permit you to sit down at the right hand of the Father. It says, sit down with my Father in his throne. He that overcome, he said, I would allow, I will permit, I will grant you the permission to sit with me at the right hand of the Father. He that overcometh, he said, even as I overcame. What did Jesus overcame? Jesus overcame every situation, every circumstance, every hardship and pain. He overcame everything that he came encounter with. I want you to know, you and I, if we're going to be like him, that's going to be trials, tests, situations, hardship and pain in life that we're going to have to overcome. We got to overcome setback. We got to overcome frustration. We got to overcome hardship and pain. That's just part of the Christian walk. He never promised us that it's going to be easy. He never promised us that it's going to be a cakewalk. But he did say, be of a good cheer. He said, be of encouraged. He said, I'll be with you. I won't leave you, neither will I forsake you. Jesus said, I overcame everything. He is our example. If Jesus did it, then we can do it too. But if we just have to prepare ourselves. It's a mindset. Come on now. We can do it too. He did it. We can do it. Jesus said, the scripture says him. He said, I will allow for that individual that overcome rejection, persecution, hardship, and pain. He said, now, if that individual overcome that, he said, I'm going to grant, allow, permit you to sit with me at the right hand of the Father. Jesus said, I overcame. And we are not going through anything, his candy stuff, his baby stuff, that what you and I face compared to what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ went through. And he went through it all. He never mumbled, grumbled, neither did he complain. It was always, he kept his eyes on the purpose. He kept his focus, what he came here to do. He came down from heaven on earth to die for your sins and my sins and the sins of the world. He knew what he came for, and he endured the cross. He endured hardship. He endured it all. And now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. He's that has an ear. I'm not talking about this ear on the side of your head, your spiritual ear. He's that has an ear. Let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the church today. You say, well, how do I overcome? What I would like to overcome and be sit down at the right hand of the Father. How do I overcome? And that is a very good question. Let's look at the scripture here. Let's go to the book of, let's start with the book of 1 John. Back up just a little bit. 1 John. 1 John. Chapter 5. You say, well, how do I overcome? I would like to be an overcomer. I would like to walk in victory. I would like to be the head and not the tail. How do we do that? Here's a way that we can walk in victory. Here's a way that we can conquer situation and circumstance. Because the Bible says we are more than a conqueror through him that loves us. Look what it says in 1 John chapter 5. Let's just start at verse number 4. For whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. It's your faith. It's my faith. It's our faith that will cause us to be an overcomer. Having faith in this word, having faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, having faith, it's our faith. If the enemy can get your faith, if the enemy can stop you from believing this word, get you to stop believing in God, then he got the best of you. He got the advantage of you. But it's your faith that will cause you to be an overcomer. It's your faith that will cause you to get on top of your trial. It's your faith will cause you to get above the situation. It's your faith will cause you to rise up above situation and circumstance. It's having faith in God. Only believing what God has promised you. Only believing what God has said to you. It's your faith. And if the enemy can stop you from believing God, the battle is over. It's over with. And that's what he wants. He wants your faith. He don't care nothing about your car. He don't care nothing about your home. He don't care nothing about your money, per se. But if he can get your faith, he'll get you a place where you cannot believe God. He'll get you in a place where you'll be walking in doubt. He'll get you in a place where you just want to throw the towels in because you don't see the manifestation of those things that God has promised you. It's your faith that the enemy is after. It's not your money. It's not your car. It's your faith. And then he says right here, even our faith. Verse number 5. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believe that Jesus is the Son of God? Who is he that overcome? You and I that believe that Jesus is the Son of God. It's our faith that the enemy is after. If he can stop us from believing God, if he can stop us from trusting God, if he can cause us to doubt God and walk in unbelief and doubt. He got it. It's that mind battle. And that's where it started. It started on the battlefield of the mind. It's your faith that he's after. He want to stop you from believing this word because he know this word is true. He know that God would do whatever he said that he would do. He knows the promise of God, but what he trying to do is stop you from believing it. Stop you from trusting God. The scripture says, have faith in God. That's why we have to exercise our faith. That's why we have to release our faith and grow our faith by trusting in God and not our own understanding. Is having faith in God that will cause you and I to be an overcomer. And if we're going to overcome, we have to trust God and have faith in God. The mind is the main battlefield. To him that overcome, he said, I'm going to allow you to sit with me now. I'm going to allow you to sit at the right hand of the Father with me. He said, even as I, remember what he said in the scripture, even as I overcame. And I want you to know he overcame it all, saint. And if he did it, he made a way for you and I to overcome. He never would ask us. He never would expect for us to do anything that it wasn't a way out. He wouldn't ask us anything that he felt that we couldn't do, but we are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. We are more than a conqueror. We can walk victors. We can get on top of our trial. We can get on top of our situation and circumstance and walk by faith. We can, but it's a choice. It's something that we have to do. Let's look at John 16, back up. St. John. To him that overcome, God has a place for it. And we all can overcome. We all can do it. We got to want to do it. We got to apply ourselves. We got to study. We got to meditate. And we have to exercise our faith because that's what the enemy after your faith. He after your faith to get you in a place where you doubt God's word. Go to John 16. If you guys say praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. I see some page continue to turn. I see your cell phone. You're still scrolling. But let's just start together right here. John 16 and 33. All right, then. We're going to move with it. He said, these things I have spoken to you, that in me you might have peace. Notice what Jesus said. Let me just finish that. He said, in the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of a good cheer. I have overcame the world. Notice what Jesus said. He talking to the disciples. Now he's telling them something. Now, this is not the first time that he spoke to the disciple in this manner, in this way. Notice what he said. These things I have spoken to you. That's let me know. He already spoke to them. He already told them some things going to take place, that he had to go away and this how it was going to be. Notice right here what he said. He said that in me you might have peace. In me you might have peace. In me, he said that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation. He said, now in me you might have peace. He said, but in the world you shall have tribulation. What is tribulation? Tribulation, persecution, trial, test, situation, circumstance, hardship, and pain. He said, there's no way around it. You're going to have it. But he said, don't give up. Don't give in. He said, you can keep on keeping on. You can make it. You can make it. Notice what he said. He said, in the world, you shall have tribulation. In the world, you shall have these things. He said, but be of a good cheer. How can we be of a good cheer? Come on now, just think about it. We're going through trials and tests. He put us in a world where there's a lot of turmoil going on. There's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of unrest. But he said, now in the world, you're going to be faced these things. He said, but you can overcome it. He said, in the world, you should have these tribulations. But he said, you can do it. You can make it. You can come out of it. He count on us if we just have faith in God. If we can just only believe what? That Jesus is Lord. In the world, you shall have tribulation. He said, but be of a good cheer. How could you be cheerful when it seems like you're on the verge of losing everything? How could you be cheerful when it seems like everything that can go wrong has went wrong, and it don't seem like you can take no more? Only take us one visit to the doctor and your world will go upside down. How can we be cheerful? I don't think that he would tell us to be cheerful if we couldn't, even in the midst of the trials and the tests and the situation. He said, hey, be cheerful. Be cheerful. Why? He said, because I have already overcame it. I have already went through that, took care of that. If you believe and have faith in me and trust in me, he said, you could be cheerful. He says, because I am the one that cares for you. I am the one that loves you. I am the one that you can trust in. Come on now. Jesus telling them, I am the one. Have a hope for you. You got a hope for the future. See, we can be cheerful when we know that Jesus loves us. We can be cheerful when we know that he is with us, that he gonna care for us. He gonna take care of us. We can be cheerful and know that we got a hope for the future. That's hope in the future. He said, but be of a good cheer. He said, I have already overcame whatever you is dealing with. I have already made a way for you to come out. I have already made a way for you to be the head and not the tail. Jesus said in this word, we read it in Revelation, to him that overcome, I will grant, I will allow, I will permit for you to sit with me at the right hand of the Father. Come on now. Jesus, he overcame every challenge. He overcame every situation and every circumstance. The book of Job said, hey, don't think it's going to be a bed of roses. Don't think it's going to be easy, easy, easy. No, we're going to deal with situation and circumstance. The book of Job tells us 14:1, he said, man or woman that is born of a man and woman that is born of woman, watch this here. His days are few and full of trouble. It's full of trouble. Seems like once you come out of a situation, get ready, you go back. There's three kinds of people. There's three kinds of trials and tests that I would like to just kind of illustrate just a little bit. Watch that. Somebody right now, watch this, under the sound of my voice, you're going through a trial and a test in a situation where it seems like there's no way out. That's somebody right now. You say, well, that's not me. Everything is rosy, rosy, rosy. Well, praise the Lord. Come and sit at the, get to the front. Get at the head of the class here. That's might be, and that second one is an individual that's in a trial. He been in a trial. And guess what? Now you begin to see a ray of hope you coming out. Either you're in a trial or you coming out of a trial. Come on now. You say, well, Pastor, neither one of those fits me. That don't describe me. I'm all right. But the Bible said, take heed lest you fall. Take heed lest you fall. It don't take but one phone call. It don't take but one financial upset, unrest, and you'll find yourself in a trial, test, or situation. It don't take but one telephone call will set your world upside down. Come on now. That is life. You either in one, or you coming out of one, or take heed. You get ready to go back in. There's no way other way we can look at it. And he said, be of a good cheer. Don't worry about it. That is life. That is part of it. He said, I have already overcame. And he said, even as I, Jesus, overcame everything and sit at the right hand of the Father, he said, you can do it too. You can do it too. It's having faith in God. It's your faith going to cause you to rise up above situation and circumstance. It's your faith going to cause you to come out of your trial. It's your faith going to cause you. Because guess what? Watch this here. And you might be in it, coming out of whichever category you find yourself. But when we can begin to praise him and thinking, watch this down, because Jesus have already made a way for our escape. Jesus have already made a way for us to come out. And as we begin to praise him and thank him, even in the midst of it, it may not change overnight. It might not change right there. But guess what? You change. How do you change? When you begin to praise him, when you begin to thank him, when you begin to know that he is Lord, when you begin to know that he loves you, when you begin to praise him and thank him, knowing that you can trust in him and he has a hope for your future. It don't change overnight, but guess what? You changes through praise and through worship. Through praise and through worship, it changes us. Jesus said, be of a good cheer. Be of a good cheer. And I want you to know, if Jesus said it, then that settles it. He's the only one said, be of a good courage. Be of a good cheer in the New Testament. He's the only one said that. And if he said it, that's power behind it. That's a message behind it. And we should get a hold of it and trust him. In closing, we all need to know. Thank you. We all need to know that he loves us. We all need to know that we can trust him. We all need to know there's a hope and a future for us. And said, the one who get on top of their trials and conquer them, the ones that overcome their situation and circumstance, the one that walk in victory, I want you to know, Jesus have already said, I have a place for you. I have a place for you. He said, now, to him that overcome, God has a place for you. Even as I overcame and sit down at the right hand of the Father. You can overcome. You can overcome. Amen.